And welcome back to Winners on this Tuesday edition as we discuss track work this morning. And Warren Huntley is joining us with the latest info from Flemington. Warren, how was the morning?
Yeah, it was a nice morning. We mentioned a couple of times a number of trainers sort of stagger their gallops, and particularly the McAvoys and Hayes and Dabernick stable seem to do a lot more galloping on a Monday than a Tuesday for their weekend runners. But there was still enough going on at Flemington this morning, and I snuck out to Moonee Valley yesterday, and then there was also some jump outs at Werribee yesterday. So early in the week, there's been that little bit happening.
Okay, well, let's talk a bit about some of the highlights. First of all, we'll go through Matty Ellerton and Simon Zara's stable. What's the latest with Booker?
She's come through that first up win really well, and she's, I think, at this stage of her career, being prepared more as a sprinter. I think leaning towards the Oakley plate was her next assignment at Caulfield on Saturday. Just had a nice workout over 800 metres this morning and kicked up nicely her last 400 metres. We know she's a fast horse, but she's had that run under the belt. She probably doesn't need to leave it on the track as such, but she certainly looked bright and fit and quickened up nicely at the end of her gallop this morning.
Okay, so she looks like she's right on track. Smart Coupeau?
Yeah, probably ditto, and similar work from a couple of the stable mates, both Crystal Dreamer, Smart Coupeau and Booker did similar work this morning just on the steeplegrass, quickening up the last 400 metres. Smart Coupeau's had that two runs back and just missed the kick last start and really couldn't get into the race. Under the circumstances, ran well. And never really seen her do that before, but she worked nicely this morning. So with a clean getaway at her next start, which is likely to be at Caulfield on Saturday also, she could really improve. I think she's come to hand really well, and I'm sure she's up to that stakes grade that she was competing in last start.
Okay, so that's Smart Coupeau. Ollivander had a work at Werribee yesterday?
Yeah, before the jump outs, he had a gallop with his stable mate, Sort of Light, and they worked up nicely, and Chris Simons hadn't injured himself by that stage, so he was able to partner Ollivander in that gallop, and I just noticed that they have paid up and drawn an inside barrier for the Blue Diamond, so his work was certainly enough to think that his last run was just a bit of an anomaly and maybe ridden a bit too close to the speed, and he pulled up well from that gallop yesterday, and connections have gone ahead and paid up this morning.
Okay, so that's a big plus there for Ollivander. Also, Chris Waller's Shillelagh worked okay this morning?
Yeah, horses in the Group 1 races have the option of heading out onto the course proper, and she went out on her own. They're out very wide on the track, Nard, so they can get a little bit lost, and typical Chris Waller work sort of work off from about the 1,000-metre mark and then improve the last little bit. Her last 400 metres was terrific. I got her just a tick over under 22.5 for her last 400 metres. So she was really sharp out wide. I know that track allows them to really stretch out and they get a chance to build momentum, but look, she seems to have come through that first up run in the Yore in fantastic order. I thought she was as good a work as I saw this morning.
Okay, so she's going particularly well. Encryption?
Yeah, well, James Cummings and Reggie Fleming up in the grandstand. I watched it from the inside, and it's not that easy to clock just depending on your vantage point from the inside, but just a nice hit out for Encryption heading into the Blue Diamond on Saturday. He didn't smash the clock the last 400 metres, somewhere around about 24.5, but we rarely see Bart's horses and now James's horses just do too much on the track, but just work nicely, and he's certainly trained on well since he's run in the preview.
Okay, so that's Encryption, and also Nick Hall galloped a couple at Moonee Valley.
Yeah, I thought it was one of the highlights for me at Moonee Valley yesterday, seeing Nick Hall out there to work a few for Aaron Purcell. And I know he's had almost a year off, and he's done about 5 months of rehab, he said, pretty serious rehab after some injuries. Gee, he looked bright and fit and obviously in a good frame of mind, nice and fresh. But good to see Nick at the track at Moonee Valley yesterday. And gee, he looked in terrific order. I don't think he's going to put any real expectations on himself to rush back, but certainly enjoying it and looked in great order. So not from a horse point of view, but from a personal point of view, and it looked nice to see Nick looking so well at the track yesterday.
That's great to hear. And a few that galloped and worked well. Aaron Purcell took horses there. First of all, he had Fox Swift and Stylish Missile.
They worked really nicely together, Nards. And gee, I think Fox Swift's a really nice filly. Typhoon Tracy's at Moonee Valley on Friday night, and she was terrific working with Stylish Missile. So, yeah, both horses in terrific order. But, yeah, I like Foss Swift. She's already stakes performer, stakes winner, and she looks to be coming to hand really well.
All right, so that's Fox Swift. What about King Kabuto and Pretty to See?
For slightly lesser grades of races at this stages of their career anyway. Now, King Kabuto was really strong. They paired up for a workout over 1,000 metres and really nicely to the line together. He's a really flashy-looking horse, King Kabuto. And, look, he worked really nicely. I think he can go to the Valley on Friday night and run really well. He didn't have a lot of luck first up. He's got the maiden out of the way now, and he looks to be on his way for those lower grades of races.
All right, so that's him. And what about Pretty Fast?
Well, not a horse that I've seen a lot of, Nats, but went to the Valley yesterday. Mark Zara galloped for the Snowden team, and her last 400 metres was really sharp. Just worked over 800 metres. There's a number of horses on the track at that stage, but she really dashed up the straight nicely, and I think there's a suitable race for her at Mooney Valley on Friday night. Also the Typhoon Tracy, and she lives up to her reputation too, now. She's quite a sharp worker and a fast horse, a horse called Pretty Fast, trained by Team Snowden.
And what's the latest on the imported galloper, Poetic Dream?
Well, he went to the jump outs yesterday at Werribee. The first three jump outs were over 1,100, the next seven were over 800 metres, and he looks to have acclimatised really well, now. He's a Group 2 winner, and we haven't seen him run for the Hayes and Davenick stable yet, but he's relatively lightly raced, and sometimes they take a while to acclimatise and settle in. The work I've seen from him, particularly the jump out yesterday, was just outstanding. It was the fastest of the 1,100 metre jump outs. He had a really significant margin at the end of the heat over his opposition, and he looks just about ready to go. So I'd expect to see him kick off in a race, 1,400 metres or so, sometime in the next few weeks, and he looks like he's well above average.
Okay, so that's the likes of Poetic Dream, and also another who was good at the jump outs was Overexposure.
I thought just worth mentioning, I'm convinced he's a good horse now, although I've been saying that about Illumicon from the McAvoy stable, and he seems to have left a little bit on the track this preparation rather than take it on race day. But Overexposure was really strong to the line in a quick jump out for the morning, one of the 800 metre heats yesterday, and just a three-year-old that I'm sure can stretch out over 12, 14, maybe even up to 1,600 metres in time, but he looks ready to go on the fresh side. So if he turns up in a race sometime soon for Tony McAvoy, I'd be keeping Overexposure on side. I thought his work yesterday was terrific.
Okay, who are the main ones? Do you think we can make some money out of Warren?
Marv, the main one for me was Shillelagh. I loved her work on the course proper this morning. I think Booker's in terrific order from that first up run. Smart Coupe for me, she begins cleanly. She's certainly up to the grade of race that she's aimed at the moment in Caulfield on Saturday. And well, I thought from the Aaron Purcell stable, both Fox Swift and King Kabuto worked really nicely heading to Mooney Valley on Friday night. And Pretty Fast and Fox Swift might even clash in the same race. I think they're both capable of running well.
Okay. Thank you, Warren.